This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, in the background, there's always somebody working in the background to make things better. And here lately, this has been the guys from Arbalest Squirrel. So right now, John DeLoca and Stephen D'Andrilli are having an event, a Second Amendment event in New York. So that just means it's me and Roger Katz from Arbalest Squirrel. So joining us again is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
So, I know you've been working. What we got going on tonight?
Well, before we begin proper, I'd like to point out I received a phone call from Stephen about 10 minutes or so ago. The event at the Seneca Fort Range is continuing, and Stephen wanted your listeners to know, and for you to know, Bill, as well, that a friend of Stephen at the event has taken a number of photographs, and that he has emailed those to you, and perhaps you can make those photographs available to your listening audience so they can see well, what transpired at the event, some of the people there. I don't know really what's in the photographs. I haven't had a chance to take a look at them myself, but I'm sure that it would be pretty fascinating.
Pretty decent turnout.
Yes, definitely. And Stephen made it a point, because he would have done this himself if he were available tonight, to remind your listeners that they should contact their representatives in Congress, senators and U.S. representatives at 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's the main number that your listeners can use to contact their legislators and make their thoughts and their concerns known. So, with that, I think we can continue. Actually, whenever I do any work for the Arbalest Squirrel, whatever research I do opens up a Pandora box, or perhaps it's similar to those little Russian dolls. You open up one, and then you have a smaller one, and then another one inside of that.
Right.
And it's what it tells me is that there's always issues and contradictions sometimes and paradoxes, and these have to be resolved. And I see that clearly in matters involving the Second Amendment. We know that there's a number of bills presently pending, a few of them dealing with the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Act, or just simply national carry reciprocity, and the latest bill that was introduced by Chris Collins of New York, which is the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, the acronym SAGA is used in reference to that. And one thing I had made it a point of asserting in one of the articles that I wrote, either the first one or the second one dealing with that, I said, well, we can make this act better, but we got to be careful, and we got to be careful the old saw, be careful what you wish for, it might just come true. Whenever you're dealing with the federal government and you're asking the federal government to do something for you, it's almost like making a deal with the devil. And no matter how well you frame the desire you want, if you're going to sell your soul, the devil will find some way to trick you, to turn the tables on you. And that could very well happen with any one of these bills. And why I say that goes into basic principles of our jurisprudence, our actual political foundation of our republic. And when we talk about our republic, it's important to understand that we basically have a system of dual sovereignty, all right? So we have the federal government, and we think of it as the United States of America as a whole, let's say, presided over by those individuals occupying seats in Washington, D.C. And then there's the states, and the states are sovereign in their own right. Now, the states have, through the years, given up a number of their basic rights and basic authority and basic sovereignty that existed in the Constitution. But the 10th Amendment does protect the basic notion that the powers not delegated to the U.S. by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So it's pretty clear that when you talk about the federal government, their powers are limited. They're very specifically set forth. And those that the United States government does not have, well, then the states do have. Now, why do I talk about this? Well, when we're talking about any national laws to protect the Second Amendment, and we ask the federal government, or basically encourage the federal government to enact laws, we're intruding on the powers of the state. The state traditionally, through its police powers, regulates all licensing of handguns and firearms, except in a few narrow cases, as I indicated last week, when you're dealing specifically with machine guns, which includes submachine guns and selective fire weapons, short-barreled rifles and shotguns, and destructive devices, which are defined actually in the IRS code of the United States code. And these items are regulated very heavily through a government agency, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And apart from that, the states are pretty much given a free hand to do whatever they want when it comes to licensing or regulating, let's say, firearms within their own jurisdiction. Now, when you deal with the...
We got about a minute left, so...
Okay.
Set this up for the next segment.
All right. So basically, when you have these particular federal laws that intrude on the states, how do you reconcile that with the Second Amendment and between the federal government and the state government, what each one's respective authorities are? So I'll get into that in the next segment.
Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrulli, they're both featured writers at Amoland.com. You can find their stuff at Amoland.com, at ArbalistQuarrel.com. If you are at the event tonight in New York City, good on you. Some of you are. I know Marty is. Marty, I got your email. So good on you there. The fight never stops, never ends. And that's what Roger's always just trying to get the ammo together for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Roger Katz, the Barbless Quarrel. We're talking about where all of the Bill of Rights, how do you reconcile everything to make sure that everybody gets their Bill of Rights? All of the rights. That's a tough little thing, isn't it?
It definitely is, Bill. And what's very interesting is that a person's philosophical notions of morality and their predilections regarding the Bill of Rights generally influence their concept of the law or the way the law should be. And that's as much a concern for the layman as it is actually for Supreme Court justices. And when you're talking about basically federalism as opposed to state rights, How do you reconcile the two? Let me give you a case in point of what I'm talking about and where the real problem lies. When we talk about the individual right to keep and bear arms, we believe, and I believe, that it's an absolute right because there's nothing in the Second Amendment to indicate any parameters at all. And it's only that the state and the federal government have created a huge regulatory scheme. And I think that perhaps is the cause of many of the problems that we have. In any event, you have a situation where we're going to, let's say, implement the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity so that anyone who has a license in one state to carry a handgun would be permitted to carry that handgun in another state, regardless of that particular state's views regarding handgun regulations and licensing. Some states, of course, would have much more restrictive laws, like New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and they would rebel against having to recognize a handgun license from, let's say, a state like Ohio or Texas or Wyoming. On the other hand, those states would be much more amenable and would find it certainly less of an administrative hassle to recognize the licensing authority of each state as creating a path, let's say, between one state and that of another. The problem is with those states that don't see eye to eye on this. And they would argue, and they would be able to make a pretty effective argument that, after all, this any attempt to regulate a firearm policy and law affecting state police powers is an intrusion on their sovereignty. Now, think about this for a moment. We know that there's a lot of issues regarding so-called sanctuary cities, where states like California and New York and others are attempting to basically protect illegal immigrants, contrary to federal law. And the president has indicated that he's going to basically withhold funds, which I believe is his prerogative, if states do not comply with federal law. The problem is that he's basically commanding state officials to assist federal officials in the prosecution of illegal immigrants and the upholding of federal law. And this is essentially the commandeering of state employees by the federal government. Now, we would normally say as conservatives that, look, anyone who's here illegally does not have a right to be here. It's in the authority of the Congress to pass laws respecting who is allowed to cross the borders and stay illegally, remain legally in the United States, and those who are not. But what we have is a situation now where states are rebelling against that and saying categorically they're not going to comply with federal law because they believe morally it's wrong, but they'll rely legally on their Tenth Amendment right under the law to not be beholden their state employees to federal servitude, essentially. But when it comes to Second Amendment matters, then it's a different story. Now, what's very interesting, there was a case that was decided back in 1997. And this had to do, actually, with the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, the one in 1993 that created an instant criminal background check, all right? Now, the way that was set up, firearms dealers have to comply with the law to do an instant background check on those individuals that are attempting to purchase a firearm, or the state may have its own laws in place. But if the states do not have any laws in place and they have not enacted a system under the Brady bill that requires their dealers to comply with the law, then under the Brady law, chief law enforcement officers of a particular jurisdiction, CLEOs, are supposed to do it for them. Well, in two counties, one I believe in Montana, or possibly Wyoming, the other was Arizona, they brought action against this. And they said, look, we are state officers. We do not take orders from the federal government. And that basically would be inconsistent with the 10th Amendment and the sovereignty of states. Well, to make a long story short, Antonin Scalia, who wrote the opinion, agreed with these officers and said, no, that the federal government cannot require state employees to do the bidding of federal officers. Now, just imagine if we're dealing with an immigration issue.
Well, let me get you all right there, because we're coming up on the next break. I got a bunch of questions I want to ask you regarding this stuff when we get into the next segment. So,
sure.
You hold that thought. ArbalistQuarrel.com. There you can find the writings of Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli. They're also featured writers at AmmoLand.com. And they show up here once a week at Lock and Load, and we just talk over the stuff, and it's good stuff that we discuss. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVE starsoap.com. or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Through the dome. My guest this hour is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. And, Roger, you were bringing up a few things that, you know, I'm not a learned man, but I try to pride myself on having a degree of, I don't know if I would say common sense, but just sense. Explain to me.
You're doing yourself a disservice.
Okay, explain to me why states can't regulate any other rights but the Second Amendment.
Well,
because they can't regulate the First Amendment. They can't regulate Third, Fourth, Fifth, or Sixth. They may be doing it, but, you know, that's actually a contravention of the Bill of Rights. So how is it that there, when it comes to regulating guns, and I'm not a real big fan of looking to the Supreme Court for law. But since they made Roe versus Wade out of the thin air, and everybody, you know, nobody can resist that. Nobody can resist that. Roe versus Wade is the law of the land. Since Heller and McDonald, especially in like places like D.C., Chicago, and everything, they're doing everything they can to go against those. They do get taken to court. They do have lower courts that don't slap them around like they should. But this is happening. It's the same thing as if we went around and all Texas started shutting down Planned Parenthood. And when it came time to, you know, pay the piper for going up against the sacred Supreme Court, they'd just be like, well, so what? It's our state. We'll do what we want.
And what you hit on is the germ, I think, of an answer to the sort of paradox that we're in and inconsistent positions that different Supreme Court justices hold. I want to point out a couple things in this Prince case, and then I'll answer your question directly. In the Prince case, Stevens, and at the time Souter, before he resigned, from the court, and then there was Ginsburg and Breyer dissented from the Prince decision, where Scalia basically said that, no, the federal government cannot commandeer state officials and order them to enforce federal law. And basically, these individuals in their dissenting opinion in that case said the Commerce Clause supported the regulation of commerce in handguns that was affected by the Brady Act, and the additional grant of authority under the Constitution's Necessary and Proper Clause supported the temporary enlistment of local police officers as well, if you can believe that. And then Breyer joined Stevens in a separate dissenting opinion, saying that they expressed a view that the comparative experience of the federal systems of Switzerland, Germany, and the European Union suggested that there was no need to interpret the Constitution as containing an absolute principle forbidding the assignment of virtually any federal duty to any state official. Well, we can forget the first part, because actually, of course, Stevens and Breyer are strong proponents of international law, and they would subordinate the Supreme Court, the very fact that they would even be talking about the laws of Switzerland, Germany, and the EU at all would show how much disrespect they have for our own laws. But the point is, and also the fact that they don't see the Constitution containing an absolute principle, which I don't agree with at all. But basically, they see that there is nothing that would forbid the assignment of virtually any federal duty to any state official. So think about that for a moment. They're basically saying that the federal government can't force state officials to do their bidding. Now, just imagine if we're dealing with the immigration issue. Would they say that? Oh, they would probably say, oh, no. The federal government cannot force state officials to turn in their illegal immigrants, because that would be a violation of federalism, and it would be commandeering our state officials, and it would be a violation of the sovereignty of states and the 10th Amendment. So it gets really ridiculous. But I think what you're getting at, and I think the way around the horns of the dilemma, or basically to go through the horns of the dilemma, is to say, look, where federal regulations are basically asserting the rights that individuals have under the Bill of Rights, that does not constitute a violation of federalism, nor does it constitute a violation of state rights under the 10th Amendment. Because ultimately, the Bill of Rights supersedes all statutes, whether state or federal, and all principles of jurisprudence. And they are absolute principles. And we get around this only to our detriment when we violate the rights of the individual as promulgated by the framers in the Bill of Rights. And I would point out, too, that, and this was really an important point of the Heller case and the McDonald case, and certainly in Scalia's jurisprudence, the understanding that to the framers of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are a set of natural rights. And I'm very careful of saying that the Second Amendment is the right of the people to keep and bear arms is not a right created through the Second Amendment. Rather, the Second Amendment is simply a codification of the right that exists intrinsically in the individual. And that's something that the liberal wing of the Supreme Court and practically, I would imagine, every liberal in this country, and certainly every Democrat, and certainly all of those in Europe and the EU, would not agree. Because they would say even the best rights are man-made. And we do get into all sorts of ridiculous notions then of how those rights can be curtailed. It was a couple weeks ago, if you recall, Bill, that I was talking about how Germany was imposing sanctions on Facebook for failure to prevent what Germany happened to believe was hate speech. And, of course, in this country, there's attempts to do the same thing. But the fact is that in this country, people have a right to hate, and they have a right to advocate it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, except that it's a right under the right of speech, as codified in the First Amendment, for a person to express their views. And yet you have this minister basically saying, oh, well, it's a freedom for everyone to speak their own views unless it hurts the feelings of another person. And that's not really freedom at all. Well, wait a minute. It's okay to say what you want as long as it doesn't ruffle anyone's feathers. And if it does, then we'll put a restriction, but we won't call it a restriction. And this is the problem you run into, because all regulations ultimately are chiseling away at the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the First Amendment.
Yep. Let me get you to hold right there, and when we get back, we'll talk some more about this. We've only got one segment, and I guess we'll have to continue this tomorrow, because I know that Stephen and John are coming on, too. We may have to continue this tomorrow. But you can find Roger's stuff at ArbalistQuarrel.com, featured writer at Amoland.com, and we'll be right back. My guest is Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. And Roger, here's what we're going to do. This is the last segment of this hour, and I'm going to let you do most of the talking. But at the very end, I'm going to pose a question to you for tomorrow night.
All right.
All right. So I want you to finish up your thought, though.
All right. Well, again, basically, I see a paradox involving federalism, the powers of the federal government on the one hand to impose regulations on the states, and on the other hand, the states exerting their own powers against the federal government. And it seems that the individual is caught in the middle. Now, when you think of national right to carry laws or national handgun carry reciprocity, basically some people that would argue against it would say, well, the public has a right to voice their own concerns about this, and that would be predicated on their membership in particular states. Well, yes, people are citizens of this country, and they're also residents of particular states, and they have a voice as residents. But I think if we, what we shouldn't do is lose sight of the fact that, again, the Bill of Rights as codifications of natural rights, fundamental rights, supersede and proceed and proceed everything involving this country, and that creating a government, the framers themselves realized the concern. They needed a government in order to create some sort of framework that we wouldn't evolve into anarchy. But on the other hand, they did not want that to be so stringent, so strict, that an individual's rights of life, liberty, and property, and also the right freedom of speech, freedom of, to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, the right to keep and bear arms, those things would not be infringed by the federal government. And by the 14th Amendment, we see clear the concern that states may attempt to exert their own powers over individuals and subvert the Bill of Rights that way. So neither the state nor the federal government can subvert rights. And ultimately, and the bottom line is that these rights are absolute. And any regulations that are made and agree, look, I'm not suggesting that serial killers should have the right to keep and bear arms, or that Islamic extremists in this country as citizens should be able to keep and bear arms if they're a threat to others, as well as to the stability of the country. But we have to be circumspect in how far we go, and we see how far.
Let me ask you this question. I haven't even gotten to that part yet, but I'm listening to what you're having to say. Like in New Jersey or New York or anywhere else that is like New Jersey or New York, where if you cross into New Jersey and you're good to go in 45 states in the United States, and you get locked up for any reason. But right now it's guns. If you have a gun, you're locked up in New Jersey. If you have a hollow point bullet in the back seat, you're locked up in New Jersey. Now, why wouldn't we do one of two things? Why wouldn't we have the feds go in there and say, you know, this is a little ridiculous what you're doing here. How can something be legal on one side of an imaginary line on a map? And as soon as they cross over into yours, you get to ruin their life. That'd be the first question they should ask. The next thing that I would think we would do is, why would we recognize any of their citizens as anything? Now, I know the citizens of New Jersey, for example, don't have a whole lot to do with laws that get passed, except they do elect their politicians. So why would we recognize marriages and driver's licenses and anything else that has to do with any official documents that are New Jersey-centric when they don't recognize? And they will imprison you on this one item. Why would we not take them and say, okay, well, you guys want to have your own thing, that's fine. Don't expect us to play along with you. Don't expect us to extend the same things to your people.
Well, it sounds to me, Bill, that what you're really talking about, and I'm not going to disagree with you, is that we're quarantining New Jersey. We're basically carving them out and saying, look, you're not part of the union as far as we're concerned. But
well, it's not so much that, but like with these states that now have these gun violence restraining orders, for example.
Yeah.
How is that in keeping with the 14th Amendment?
Well, again, it goes back to the tensions between conflicting laws and jurisprudential principles.
Right.
10th Amendment rights. You have the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights that basically transcends all federal laws and regulations and all state laws and regulations. Nonetheless, the federal government has written voluminous laws, most of them in Title 18 of 922 regarding. Which is the penal code and has an extensive section on firearms, and you have these draconian state laws. And they're all an attempt, supposedly, to protect the individual. See, that's the other thing, that this idea is, well, look, we don't really want to infringe on your rights, but this is for the benefit of everyone. And I have a real problem with that, too, because then we're starting to talk about what's good for the collective, the hive, society as a whole, is inevitably going to intersect and in an unconscionable way on the individual. Now, the Democratic mind, the liberal, doesn't have that concern because they would say, well, I don't mind giving up certain rights for the benefit of the collective. Of course, they don't see any benefit to exercising their right under the Second Amendment anyway, so they figure, well, why should anyone else? But then with the First Amendment, it's the same thing. They'll say, well, you know, you could say whatever you want as long as I don't disagree with it. And we see what has happened and how far that's extended
right.
to ridiculous measures taken by college campuses and frightened administrators kowtowing to Antifa and these other radical groups like Black Lives Matter. It's just absurd.
So my question to you that I want you to think about between now and tomorrow, and we'll circle back and figure out tomorrow, is should there be a template by which the states have to acknowledge, just as they have in all of the rights, just as they have to with all of the rights, and should there be any one right where the states can say, well, you know, we don't necessarily agree with that right, so therefore we're going to make it so difficult as to make it nearly impossible. And should we as citizens, should I as a citizen of the United States and as a citizen of South Carolina, you as Pennsylvania, or is it Pennsylvania or Ohio?
Ohio.
So should the two of us as citizens of South Carolina and Ohio, should we have to be concerned that if we go to another state in the United States, that we're going to become felons? Should it be that much of a deviation allowed? I myself, I don't think so. But then again, it's probably a good thing I'm not in charge of nothing, Roger. But I want you, don't answer that tonight. Let's talk about that tomorrow. Consider that one, if you will. I'm sure there's a good answer for it. I just don't know what it is. Arbalest quarrel. All of these thought-provoking things. The reason I like them is they make me think. Actually, it makes me feel smarter than I really am. That's the kind of stuff they write. That's the kind of stuff we try to talk about. And we'll come to something. And just so you know, Roger, on Monday we're going to be talking. I'm going to be talking to Representative Jeff Duncan about everything that's piling up right now as far as all of these gun bills in the United States House. But
really good. Great.
I will let you know about that. Thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, Adam Finley, DTWS Arms. What should you do with your guns if they've been submerged for a prolonged period of time, coming from a master gun builder? This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.